News in Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. A Palestinian man rammed a pickup truck into pedestrians in Tel Aviv Tuesday, then went on a stabbing rampage in an attack claimed by the Hamas militant group that Israeli authorities said wounded 8 people. Israeli police spokesman Dean Elston told the Reuters news agency what happened.
An individual rammed his car into civilians in a populated area of Tel Aviv, managing to injure 7 civilians. He got out of his vehicle and began trying to stab the civilians that were around him. Luckily, there was an individual, a civilian, who was armed, and he managed to neutralize this terrorist.
Israeli security officials say the deceased driver was a 23-year-old Palestinian who had entered Israel without a permit. Israeli ambulance drivers told the Reuters news agency that there were, in fact, knife wounds in some of the victims as they took them to the hospital. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the car-ramming attack as heinous and said it would not deter Israel from its fight against terrorism. Netanyahu also indicated the operation in the Jenin refugee camp was winding down, but gave no details on when it would end and vowed to carry out similar operations in the future. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Tuesday recorded a happy 4th of July message to the United States, thanking the nation for its support in their war with Russia.
I congratulate you on the best day that life can bestow on any nation that rose up for freedom. I congratulate you on your Independence Day. Only the brave gain independence, and only the best of the brave are able to pass the freedom from generation to generation.
Zelensky said the United States' support in its war against Ukraine, in Ukraine's war against Russia, has ignited a new powerful flame of liberty in Ukraine and throughout Europe. The Ukrainian president said the U.S. can always count on Ukraine as its ally. This is VOA News. The International Atomic Energy Agency Tuesday offered a final endorsement of Japan's plan to release treated nuclear wastewater from its crippled Fukushima power plant into the Pacific Ocean. It's a move Tokyo hopes will ease concerns held by regional partners as well as its own citizens, including fishermen, who have consistently been against the plan. During a news conference in Tokyo Tuesday, IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi presented the final results of its 2-year review of the proposal.
The plan, as it has been proposed and devised, is in conformity with the agreed international standards, would have negligible impact on the environment, meaning the water, fish, and sediment.
Tokyo requested the IAEA review in 2021, and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida will make the final call on how soon the controversial discharge will begin. The plant was damaged in a severe 2011 earthquake. In the wake of mass shootings across the U.S. in the past 24 hours, U.S. President Joe Biden Tuesday condemned the violence and repeated his call for Congress to take action on gun control legislation. Earlier in the day, the White House issued a statement condemning the violence, saying much more action is needed to address the epidemic in the country. Later Tuesday, while giving an Independence Day speech to the National Education Association, he recognized educators are on the front lines of gun violence and once again called on Congress to take action.
I think anyone
I'm sorry, we have a technical difficulty with that sound piece. Biden's speech came on the heels of a statement issued on the Tuesday that said the gun violence is tearing communities apart. There's been over 350 mass shootings so far in 2023, according to data collected by the Gun Violence Archive. A fireworks explosion in the northern Midwestern U.S. state of Michigan has killed a woman and injured several others. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The incident happened Monday night in Park Township in western Michigan. The Ottawa County Sheriff's Department says deputies and ambulances responded to a report of a fireworks explosion that injured several people. A 43-year-old woman from Holland, Michigan, died at the scene. 9 other people were taken to the hospital with injuries ranging from critical to minor. Authorities say several area homes and vehicles were damaged, but they haven't said whether the explosion occurred during an organized July 4th public event. I'm Mike Hempen.
You'll find more information on these stories and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.